Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at OmahaSteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Football on off the ball.
I was at Wembley in 2013, I think it was, when Wigan beat Manchester City, but ultimately got relegated from the Premier League. Where would Wigan fans rather be now? Would they rather be in the Premier League, or would they rather be as an FA Cup winner?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to all of tonight's League of Ireland action, including our live commentary game between St Patrick's Athletic and Drogheda United. Troy Parrott scores twice against Czech opposition, something he'll be hoping to do later again this month. And is David McGoldrick the answer to the Irish injury striking problems? St Patrick's Athletic will be hoping to continue their good form after last week's late win away to Shelburne. Stephen Kenny's side are sitting second in the table and have won 3, drawn 1 and lost 1 of their 5 games so far. However, after a sticky opening 2 games, Pats have won 3 in a row, and Kenny says that they want to kick on ahead of a doubleheader with the Drogs and Derry on Monday.
When you've got 3 games a week like that, it's unusual to take 9 points, and thankfully we did that. And then we've another 3, and like that it can go the other way as well, so you have to stay firmly focused on the task ahead, and that's Drogheda.
Barry Bagley has become a feature of the Pats midfield over the last couple of weeks. The Belfast man has put in some solid performances alongside Jamie Lennon and hasn't missed a minute so far this season. The former Northern Ireland under 21 international says that he's feeling good about his form.
Feeling great, to be honest with you. It's great that the week we had last week was brilliant. Being able to get 3 wins in a week, like, it doesn't really happen very often. So we're going to take huge confidence off that going into the game this Friday, and hopefully we can do the same.
Drogheda United have lost 2 games in a row for the first time since last August. They lost away to Sligo last week and at home to Shelburne the week before that. Kevin Doherty's side have not scored in their last 4 games against Pats either. 3 of the 4 games last season finished scoreless, while Pats recorded a win last time out thanks to a goal from Luke Turner. Kickoff is at 7:45 tonight at Richmond Park. You'll be able to hear live and exclusive commentary on Off the Ball on News Talk and the Goal Out app. Phil Egan will be joined by Richie Towell in the commentary box. Elsewhere tonight, both Shelburne and Derry City will be looking to turn their patchy form around. Despite having February Player of the Month Michael Duffy in their ranks, the Candy Stripes have won 2, lost 2 and drawn 1 of their opening 5 games. City were beaten by Shamrock Rovers last week in Tallaght by 1-0. Shell's last game also came against the Hoops, and they threw away an early 2-goal lead to draw 2-2 with Stephen Bradley's men. The Derry performance last week against the champions received a fair amount of criticism, and the Candy Stripes boss Tiernan Lynch says that last week was not good enough.
Yeah, listen, I think Friday was a difficult one for us. We were hugely disappointed as a group. We just didn't do enough, and we're not going to try and make excuses or try and sugarcoat it. We were off it, and too many of us just didn't turn up and didn't perform. And unfortunately, if you want to go to Tala and try and get something, you need everybody to be at their very, very best, and unfortunately that wasn't the case. And probably your next question is probably going to be, why was that? And I don't think there's an answer. I think it's very unusual for so many players to not step up. But as I say, we've got back in again this week. We haven't shied away from anything. We've worked extremely hard, and it's time to get back on the pitch and try and put that right.
Yeah.
Gareth McGlynn joined Stephen Doyle and Ben Symes on this week's LOI pod, and the former Derry midfielder questioned Lynch's decision of playing a back four.
Tiernan Lynch is not comfortable playing four at the back. He will go to three at the back. If you look at the last 10 games of last season, Derry was probably top of the league within that time period. They played three at the back and they were very comfortable, and every player knew the position and it was natural to them. He is trying to shoehorn too many players in right now, and the players individually, and you mentioned James Clark, James McLean, we're talking about other players. I feel sorry for them. Like young Josh was taken off at halftime the other night. I mean, to say that he was working off scraps was an understatement. Everything just looks so disjointed. And I can see the players starting to get frustrated as well. So they need to sit down as a squad, as a manager, and they need to get a formation and a way of playing. They're not doing a low block. They're not doing high press. They're not doing a mid block. They're not playing the transitions. They're not playing high tempo. I honestly don't know what formation they're playing or what type of identity or philosophy that they're using. He needs to go back to what was successful last year. And if that means upsetting a few people, then that's what he has to do. Because at the end of the day, it's not working. Now, I'm not saying that this group of players or this manager is not working. I'm just saying what they've come up with together is not working. They need to get something that they're all comfortable with, because they haven't started a game. I mean, they're getting into this habit, and I don't want to make this sound bad. They're getting into this habit to make every team that plays against them, they look good. Sligo looked brilliant for an hour. Dundalk were very good. Waterford were excellent for 50 minutes. Rovers, Bows looked good, solid, done straight. Rovers looked unbelievable in the first half the other night. Like, that has to stop. Derry were brilliant at frustrating people in that formation that they were comfortable with, hitting teams on the break with Mickey Duffy, and now they've got Josh, now they've got Clark with a little bit of pace, or capitalising on a mistake or getting a set piece. I said it before, I don't think Tiernan plays this free-flowing, attractive way of playing, but he's really good at playing the way they played in the last 10 games. It's really effective and it gets wins. So I would like to see him get back to that with tempo and intensity, especially at home. He's not using the pitch. He's not using the fans properly. And it started in the first 10 minutes of the first home game. I have never seen the Brandywell as ready for a season as I did that night. And Derry allowed Sligo to pass the ball back and forth to the keeper of the centre half for 10 minutes. And it just, the whole thing just deflated right away. So the team's got to give the crowd something to talk about, and they've got to get the intensity and tempo back into the way they're playing.
And that is available for you to listen back to in its entirety in your OTB football podcast feed now for free. Kickoff at the Ryan McBride Brandywell is at 7:45. Bohemians are the story of the year so far and will hope to extend their lead at the top of the table when Galway United visit Dalymount Park. The Gypsies had to weather a second half storm in the RSC last week to make it 4 wins on the bounce. United have shown battling qualities this season, with John Caulfield quickly getting decent performances from his side. They are unfortunate to ship late goals to Drogheda and St Pat's and sit in the bottom half of the table already, containing the 4 sides predicted to struggle. Franz Piero could make a first start for the Tribesmen after coming off the bench last week, while Patrick Hickey will come up against his former side with Bows. Kickoff in Dalymount Park is at 7:45. 2 sides yet to pick up a win this season meet at Oriel Park. Dundalk welcome Waterford in the first game since the Oriel surface was scorched by some flares in the Louth derby. The Blues lie at the bottom of the table, picking up 2 points from their opening 5 games. Boss John Daly says that there is nothing to panic about just yet.
No, of course not. I think we're both still searching for that first win. We spoke about it this morning when we were watching Dundalk, the footage, and in terms of our own, like, I think we've had in all the games so far, we've had spells where we've looked good and then other spells where we haven't done so well, and we seem to be punished in them moments, and then when we're getting our opportunities, we're not punishing other teams for their mistakes. So we have to just try and eliminate the basic mistakes and basic errors for the goals that we're conceding, and then ultimately then be a little bit more ruthless at the top end of the pitch when it comes to putting the ball in the back of the net.
Dundalk have been somewhat of draw specialists so far this season. The Lilywhites have drawn 4 of their opening 5, losing once to St Pat's in a 4-0 thumping. Kickoff in Oriel Park is at 7:45. It is a battle of the Rovers tonight at the Showgrounds in Sligo, as Sligo Rovers welcome Shamrock Rovers. The Bitter Red got their first win of the season last week against Drogheda and will be hoping for another result against the Hoops, similar to what they ended the season last year with John Russell's side. Beat the champions in Tala last year to confirm their survival in the Premier Division thanks to goals from Ollie Denham and Owen Elding. Stephen Bradley's side came from behind to draw 2-2 at Tolka Park last Monday night and are 5 points off the top currently. Matt Healy, who is one of the four League of Ireland players included in him or Hal Grimson's provisional World Cup playoff squad, has been one of the standout midfielders in the league over the last 14 months. He says that his side need to turn draws into wins.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag. A couple of wins, a couple of draws and a loss, obviously. So we just need to focus on turning those draws and losses into wins and focus on Friday now.
That game gets underway at 8 o'clock. In the First Division tonight, leaders Cork City welcome Longford Town to Turner's Cross. Athlone Town look to get back to winning ways when they take on Cove Ramblers. Second place UCD make the trip to Bray. Finn Harps host Tralee United and Wexford take on Kerry.
Gap. And it's another brilliant save from Sadovchik. But he can't stop that one. And you can't stop Troy Parrott. For the second time in this first leg, the Irish hitman puts RZ in front.
Troy Parrott laid down a marker against Czech sides by bagging 2 goals for AZ Alkmaar against Sparta Prague in their UEFA Conference League round of 16 yesterday evening. The Republic of Ireland striker scored in each half at the AFAS Stadion to ensure AZ have a lead going to Prague next week for the second leg. Parrott's emphatic finish to the roof of the net from 10 yards out in the 28th minute had given the Dutch side the lead at the break. Matthias Vojta equalised 5 minutes into the second half for Prague, only for the Dubliner to find the net again in the 87th minute. Elsewhere in the Conference League, Andrew Omobamadele was introduced at half-time of Strasbourg's 2-1 away win over Rijeka, and Crystal Palace were held to a draw with Cypriot side AEK Larnaca at Selhurst Park. In the Europa League, Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros were 2-0 winners over Braga. Callum O'Dowd played all 90 minutes of that tie. Aston Villa will host Lille in the second leg of their last 16 tie with a 1-0 advantage. Ollie Watkins' second half header gave him the win in France. His manager, Unai Emery, says that his side will approach next Thursday's deciding match at Villa Park just as professionally.
We are going to try to play the second leg with our game plan, continuing the work we did today, and of course being ready for everything.
Meanwhile, Nottingham Forest have work to do in Denmark after losing 1-0 at home to Midtjylland. They'll have to turn around the tie in next week's second leg if they progress to the quarterfinals. Boss Vitor Pereira feels his side deserved more from the game at the City Ground.
A cruel day, I mean, a difficult day, but it's important to keep the spirit, to keep the mentality and to recover to play the next game.
Chelsea captain Reece James has agreed a new 6-year deal to keep him at Stamford Bridge until 2032. The defender's previous agreement was due to expire in 2 years' time. James came through the youth team at Chelsea before breaking into the senior side in 2019. Liverpool manager Arne Slot says goalkeeper Alisson Becker could be fit to face Tottenham on Sunday. The Brazilian missed their midweek Champions League defeat to Galatasaray with a minor injury. Liverpool are one of the four English sides to lose in Europe's top competition this week, with suggestions that a lack of a winter break could be affecting clubs. Slot says it'll be a different conversation if they turn their last 16 ties around next week.
I think in general it's not helpful for English club not to have a winter break, but I'm not saying now that all these teams have lost because we don't have a winter break. Why? Because you are facing in the last 16 of Europe, you're facing very good teams.
And you'll be able to hear a live commentary of Liverpool's Premier League clash with Spurs on Sunday from 4:30 and Off the Ball. Phil Egan will be joined by Owen Doyle in the commentary box. Brighton manager Fabian Ursula says there needs to be clear rules on time wasting after doubling down on his post-match comments about Arsenal. He accused Mikel Arteta's side of not trying to play football in their 1-0 defeat against the Premier League leaders. Ursula says he's been in touch with Arteta since the game.
I also said it to Mikel afterwards and then during the week that I really admire his work. I really admire what Arsenal is doing, and therefore I didn't want to create that noise. I just wanted to make my point about how I was feeling.
Former Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp says the club know where he is if they need him. Spurs are languishing 1 point outside the Premier League relegation places and have 9 games to save themselves. Latest manager Igor Tudor has lost all 4 of his games so far. Redknapp says some man management is needed.
No one's going to go in there and suddenly take incredible training sessions and turn them into... They just need somebody to go in there and give them a lift and talk to them and make them believe in themselves.
Criticism of Arsenal's style of play are nonsense, according to Everton manager David Moyes. Despite being top of the Premier League, Mikel Arteta's side have been accused of winning ugly and relying on set pieces. Everton take on Arsenal tomorrow at the Emirates, and Moyes says it would be boring if everyone played the same type of football.
Well, what's up with any of those things you say? You're making it sound as if that's a problem, because they're good at set pieces and they're a strong physical side. I would hate to be going to football matches all the time and seeing football played the one way. I think I want teams to play different styles, I want them to play different ways.
And finally, with a lot of question marks about who could potentially partner Troy Parrott against the Czechs in 2 weeks' time, calls for the recall of Dave McGoldrick have grown legs over the last week, and speaking to Sky Sports, McGoldrick says he would not rule it out.
I've heard a lot about it, I've had a lot of messages. I looked on my Instagram the other day and I've got there's Ireland flags everywhere saying come home on. Listen, I would reconsider it. I don't know what's happened. I know there's loads of injuries and I don't know. I haven't heard nothing. I don't really want to go too deep in it. I've been watching as a fan ever since I retired from, I think it was 2020, I think it was. I'm here, I'm scoring goals, I'm just concentrating on scoring for Barnsley at the minute, and what will be will be.
And the 38-year-old added that he hasn't made any plans for the international break.
Exactly that, you know, just to be getting brought up in them conversations again, you know, at my age, as they say, you know, to be getting that kind of recognition in terms of people talking about it, you know, that means I'm doing something well. So whether what happens, it's you know, all publicity is good publicity. So, it's a good thing. It's not a negative. My schedule's free.
Someone who has managed him before is Stephen Kenny, and he says that the legend known as Dizzy is someone who could offer a lot to the international side.
Listen, I wouldn't like to advise Hamer who to select one way or another. That's, you know, he's watching all the games. I'm not. I haven't seen David play this season for Barnsley. But obviously he's done brilliantly in recent weeks, scoring goals. And the only thing I can say, in the short time he was in our squad, his attitude was really exceptional. All of the players really liked him. He was a very positive influence on surroundings. And a very humble individual who has had a really excellent career. And he's still playing at 38. He's quite amazing and scoring goals in League One at that level. And it's a credit to him. And certainly it's great to see playing for Conor Hourihan, his manager, who's actually younger than him, of course. And Conor played in that playoff as well, and against Slovakia in that game where David was outstanding. Conor nearly won it for us with 3 minutes to go. He was unfortunate off the line. And I think Conor's gone on and managing Barnsley. It's great to see Irish coaches getting an opportunity at good clubs. Barnsley's a good sized club. And obviously he was the captain there, so it's great for Conor to get the opportunity to manage Barnsley. He has a really, bright future ahead of himself as a coach. David was at Notts County, having done really well at, you know, Sheffield United for so many years, and was at Notts County and had a renaissance last season and scored a lot of goals. And obviously has moved to Barnsley and fed himself out of the team for a period, but has come back and got more than a goal a game, hasn't he, in the last 9 games? So it's for someone who's not really doesn't play on the last line. He's more one links to play and gets in the box then. So he's football intelligence, football IQ, very high level, and so certainly for Ireland that was more of his game. He had to link to play more than. He didn't score that many goals, but he led the line brilliantly, and in that period, and I wish him well, whatever in his career with Barnsley. After that, I've no insight into whether he's part of the plans, whether they've looked at him or not. I've absolutely no insight into that. I don't know. So good luck to him.
And if you want to hear that interview back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more next week. Have a great weekend.
He's got a goal! Oh,
the Saints are marching on with 3 wins on the trot after a shaky start in the SSE Electricity Premier Division.
The ball comes in and they score from the free kick.
Would you believe it? Heading down the rocky road to Dublin to face St Pat's this Friday night are Doherty United.
Conor Keighley rises once again.
Doherty's men are in the doghouse after two defeats in their last two matches. Will the informed James Brown help the Saints get payback after two home draws against the Louthmen last year?
Brilliant performance for St Pat's tonight.
Vinnie Perth will be with Phil Egan at Richmond Park. It's the League of Ireland. It's live and exclusive on Off the Ball from 7 on Friday night.
That was a superb bit of play.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.